We have two wonderful speakers this morning who I am very pleased to introduce. Our first speaker is Irene Mugambi. She began her legal career at the Dallas County District Attorney's Office and then began her solo practice where she focuses on criminal defense, family, and immigration law cases. Today, her primary focus of practice is in the areas of family law and immigration law. Irene is the past chair of the Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico chapter of AILA and is now serving as an elected director for AILA National. She serves as the AILA USCIS liaison for the Dallas Field Office and also sits on the National AILA Field Ops Committee for USCIS and the local committee for CBP. Crystal Gomez is our second speaker. She is the senior attorney at Lincoln Goldfinch Law. She's been practicing direct immigration law since 2013 and has been with Lincoln Goldfinch Law since 2020. She focuses primarily on family-based applications, humanitarian relief, and DACA cases. She is a Longhorn and graduated from UT Austin in 2006 and then from St. Mary's University Law School in 2010. She went to work at the Equal Justice Center recovering unpaid wages for largely undocumented workers in San Antonio. So please welcome both of our speakers for this morning. Thank you.
Good morning. It's Friday. We are so glad to be here. This is an interesting topic. We're just going to have a low-key dialogue this morning with you all. Again, going back into family-based petitions, we all have seen I-130s coming through our office. We have spouses that we have represented. And sometimes the cases look like they're going to be perfect because there's children involved. It looks like you have great bona fides in front of you. And then things sometimes start to go sideways. And a lot of that sideways is possibly due to a prior marriage. Now, what about the prior marriage, right? So when somebody comes in, part of what you're looking at is wanting to inquire on their prior marital history. How many times have you been married? Did you marry a permanent resident? Did you marry a U.S. citizen? Did you marry a foreign national that had no status? Did anybody file a petition for you? Were you married to a U.S. citizen, but no petition was filed on your behalf? And as you inquire these questions of this beautiful couple seated in front of you, you might find out that there was something that happened previously that could have a long-term effect that is permanent. So the INA prohibits the approval of a subsequent petition. So if your clients in front of you are like going to be petitioner number two, right? And there's a prior petition, which is, you know, first petitioner that was either, denied, or maybe there was nobody that filed for them, but that marriage was questionable. USCIS cannot approve a I-130 petition filed on behalf of an alien who has been involved or attempted or conspired to enter into a marriage for the purpose of evading immigration laws. So you're looking and hoping that the prior relationship was good. You want to ask again, and even better, you want them to, the current spouse needs to be able to feel comfortable about the prior petition. So you want to ask more questions if there was a prior petition that was filed. Where's a copy of that petition? What was the outcome? Did immigration find any sort of discrepancy? Some clients don't know, don't remember, or maybe are embarrassed to talk about it. And now you've got this new spouse that's a U.S. citizen that's very interested in making sure that his new spouse can stay in the United States with him forever because they have children, they have property, everything just looks perfect. So inquire before you start because you may be faced with a permanent bar. Now, as you inquire, say you get a FOIA,